It's time for your horror medication. Before my story begins, make sure you're not going to be interrupted. Check that you're secure. Make sure no one or anything can get you. Then get comfortable. Just close your eyes and let your imagination do the work. I've just moved along your ear canal and I'm now inside your skull. The Spider in the Corner. Narrated by Carlette Norwood. Written by Bleeding Critic.
Angry wind outside the family home. Baby almost asleep, quiet inside. The baby was exhausted. It had been a fun-filled day. The smells, colors, and shapes of dad and mom gave her security and comfort. Baby thought about the 9 months she'd lived and grew in her mother's womb. She remembered the soothing effect of listening to classical music. Baby Suzanne had been fed, bathed, and entertained by her dad, who tried to read her a gentle story. Suzanne loved her crib. She loved the nighttime silence. She smiled, listening to her mom and dad talking, laughing, and loving downstairs. Baby Suzanne was almost asleep. Tiny, beautiful blue eyes, still open, gazed into her bedroom's darkness. Her bedroom was small, but not claustrophobic. Baby loved her environment, and she knew she was safe and loved by her giant parents. Baby sensed something was different about her room. Her tiny brain tried to work out what had changed. Her eyes had now adapted to the night dark. She recognized the usual shapes, but she did not recognize the black shadow 3 meters away from her vulnerable body. In the upper corner of her room was a blackness that wasn't there before. Baby Suzanne was drifting into dreamland, her eyes half closed now. Suddenly, her eyes opened wide, her frail body tensed when the tapping and scuttling sound started. Her wide eyes focused on the dark shadow in the corner. It wasn't there anymore. Baby wasn't scared. She was curious. Whatever was making the sound on the wooden floor moved very fast. Baby listened. Then the scuttling in the dark stopped. The silence was just enough time for Baby Suzanne to continue down the pink, fluffy spiral to restful, deep sleep. A few hours passed. Sweet Home was dead silent. Dad and Mom spooning in a deep sleep. Baby Suzanne had a terrifying dream. She woke up wanting Mommy to comfort her, the only way mummies can. She started to cry, but no screeching sound came out of her tiny mouth. She went to move, but baby couldn't. She was overheating. She was lying in her cold, damp sweat. Baby Suzanne was confused. She was terrified. She didn't understand what had happened. Baby managed to move her eyeballs around their tender sockets. Tears managed to escape and fall from her tired eyes. She noticed the dark hand-like shape in the corner. She watched as it jumped into her cot. The shape reminded her of Daddy's large hands, but this hand had much longer fingers and more of them. It kept still, just below Baby's tiny left foot. When Baby Suzanne was previously asleep, the spider injected venom, paralyzing her infant central nervous system. Suddenly, the huge spider scuttled fast up the soft baby body towards its hot head. Then the black spider contorted itself through Suzanne's tiny mouth, burrowing into baby throat. It laid 13 eggs inside the esophagus. Throughout this ordeal, Baby Suzanne was awake. She felt everything, unable to scream for help. After a further 3 hours of pain and discomfort, it was just too much for baby Suzanne's tiny frame to cope with. No one knew what really happened to baby Suzanne. The doctor recorded her sudden departure as a crib death. I'm the voice of the spider demon. I occasionally attack babies. I'm a spiritually powerful demon. Yes, it was me. I laid my eggs in baby Suzanne's throat, ending her short life. But because of my demonic actions, I actually saved many people from suffering and pain in the future. Yes, my powers show me your true future. If Suzanne lived, she would have caused her parents to split up due to stress. She'd be a nasty piece of work as a violent teenager. When she becomes a young mother of three, she'd emotionally neglect her children and manipulate social services so they wouldn't intervene. The negative cycle would continue, and her oldest child stabbing the youngest in the heart. Suzanne's middle child would commit suicide due to guilt and loneliness. I'm the spider demon that can see into your future and target those newborn to be bad. You'll see me many times scuttling around, watching you from those dark corners, just making sure your future will be a positive one.
You've just listened to The Spider in the Corner, narrated by Carlette Norwood, written by Bleeding Critic.